reclining in his sick bed.
Yeah, a little bit of... sounded a bit country.
It did. It was a little bit country for David Bowie.
Yeah.
I don't know what album that's from. That's quite an obscure David Bowie track for you, Jonathan, but hopefully that will make you feel a little bit better.
He must have made a lot of records.
David Bowie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he probably has.
Yeah.
So we should pounce on the phone lines.
Yes, and say hello, callers.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Now that sounds like Joanne.
This is Joanne, David, yes.
How are you, Joanne?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm very good. Are you devastated that you're not speaking to Jonathan Ross? I'm sorry.
David, I can't tell you how upset I am.
I know,
yeah.
I know.
I'm almost in tears.
He's very sad not to be speaking to you.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Are you?
Good,
lovely. We were told that you were bursting for a wee, but you're all right now.
I'm good, it's okay.
Don't worry. Good. I'm glad, because I wouldn't want you to not be focused on this quiz.
Well, I can't believe I'm sharing my details like that, but anyway, there you go.
Never mind, we can't see your face.
Where are you phoning from, Joanne?
I'm in Maxstoke, which is by Birmingham.
Okay, I'll just stick with Birmingham, shall I?
Yeah, Maxstoke.
No, it's like us people that live in Maxstoke like to think we're not too close to Birmingham.
It's so far from Birmingham.
You'd certainly never tell by your accent.
No, Max Stoke.
Yes.
Never heard of
it. It's a good name.
Not far from the NEC.
Okay, and what are you doing, Max Stoke?
Look after my children.
Uh-huh, what are their names?
And my little puppy dog. And my children are called Jonathan and Robert.
Uh-huh. I thought you were going to say Jonathan and Ross.
Yeah, that would be weird. And then my little puppy dog, Lulu.
Oh, now what is Lulu?
She's a little Jack Russell.
Oh, lovely.
They can be vicious though, can't they?
No, they're full of character.
She's not vicious, but she's quite mad.
They're just terriers, aren't they? So they're a little bit...
Yeah, they are.
When I was at school, I saw a little boy get quite attacked by Jack Russell.
That.
They can be quite... I'm sure Lulu's lovely.
Yes.
She is lovely at the moment, anyway.
And do you have a partner?
Yes, I got my husband, Chris, who's... skiing in Andorra as we speak, so...
Oh, I see. Boys' weekend, is it?
He's gone for the week. He'll be back on Sunday.
Who's he off skiing with?
Tennis club members.
Oh.
He's sporty.
Yeah, but anyway. It's only a week. I can cope.
Is he a rugged type? Is he an outdoorsy type?
He does love to ski, I have to say.
Do you like a bit of that? Do you like the outdoorsy type? Is that what you like, Joanne?
Is he hale and hearty?
Is he what, sorry?
Is he hale and hearty? Is he a bit outdoorsy?
I don't understand that, sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
You know, he's a sporty type. He's rough and gruff.
Oh, he's definitely a sporty type.
Swarthy.
Oh, right, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Oh, my goodness me.
And what does he do, Joanne?
He's a carpenter builder.
So he's always very handy.
You're painting a very good picture
of
him.
He's like a proper bloke, isn't he?
He is, isn't he? Yeah.
You've got a proper bloke.
I'm glad. I hope he won't be able to hear this.
You can always direct him to the iPlayer.
Record it.
Yeah.
Record it on a tape recorder.
I just might.
Do you know how this quiz works, Joanne?
I have got no clue, because it changes all the time, doesn't it?
I know it does, frankly. And even when it stays the same, it's impossible to follow. We do have the rules. We're as in the dark as you are, so we will go through it.
It's not the same as last week, is it?
I think it probably is. Does that
is.
Strike fear into your heart, Joanne?
Absolutely. Oh, God. Oh. Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, get your biro out. You've got to do some work.
Did you only register your interest, hoping it was going to be a different, easier, more explainable game?
When they tell you to register your interest, they tell you to do that, but you realise what...
Now you're breaking up. You're so alarmed at the prospect.
I think the gist of what Joanne is saying, she didn't actually know what she was registering her interest for.
But now you know that you might win 50 years of Kenny Rogers and Bergerac season 8. I imagine that's papered over the cracks, hasn't it?
And to be fair, it's not just any 50 years. It's the first 50 years.
That implies there might be a second 50.
Exactly. That's definitely not a third.
Joanne, stay there. Okay. We're going to come back to you in a second. We're going to meet your fellow competitor. Robin, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello, Robin.
Are you loud and clear?
Yes, you are.
Yes,
very much
you're sounding
so.
Perky.
Almost as if you're in a cockpit.
Yes.
this is I didn't know that it was going to be this competition until I just looked at the web page and I thought, oh, that looks complicated.
Everyone's bailing out on us.
Oh dear. So,
listen, we can't help it. This is what we've been ladled with.
Yeah
that's all right.
These are the ingredients we have.
This is all we have to offer you, Robin.
That's okay. It's going to be fun.
Where are you phoning from?
Kendall.
Kendall.
Oh, Kendall in the Lake District.
Yeah, that's right.
Mint cake.
I've never tasted that. It's just a big slab of mint-flavoured glucose, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I don't eat anywhere near enough of it.
And it's not really a cake, is it?
No, it's sugar, I think.
It's just
sugar.
A tablet of sugar.
It's smashing. Because I run on sugar, so it's fine though. I mean, I'm a middle-aged man and I drink Coca-Cola and eat sweets and licorice, all sorts and other rubbish, and it's done me not the slightest bit of harm. But you children out there, eat fruit.
Yes, please do. Stick to your five portions a day. Don't follow Robin's frankly terrible nutritional advice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still alive at my age. That's what I run on.
And are you a mint cake maker, or do you do something else?
No, I'm a cartoonist.
You're a cartoonist?
That sounds like one of the sort of things people aspire to be, and they have these ideas that that's what they're going to be. But that's my living, so...
Who do you cartoon for?
Well, I do all kinds of stuff. I do stuff for publications. I do stuff for local companies or bigger companies or whatever, and do the little cartoon things to make their bumps look interesting. Oh. And I also go out with my sketch pad to weddings and functions, and I draw people the 10-minute sketches.
Oh,
I see.
And that's a smashing way to make a living.
Yeah, I bet.
Have you been doing it a long time?
I've been doing it really solidly since I've been up here in Kendall, because I've been living up here for about six or 7 years nearly. But I sort of started into about 11 years ago.
Right.
For a television company. Can I just say, one little TV claim to fame?
Yeah, go on.
It's tiny. Frost, the TV series, yes. Touch of Frost.
Yes.
There's an episode about 13 years ago, obviously, where he was interviewing a suspect or a witness who was a cartoonist. And while he's talking, the guy was drawing him. It was an actor, of course, but I provided the picture. And that was one of the
very good.
But nobody's ever seen it.
Maybe it's on a DVD extra somewhere.
It probably is.
It'll be on the DVD episode.
It's probably been given away on this show, I would have thought.
Did you get a credit?
No. I'm just a jobbing cartoonist. I mean, it's I just turn in the work, and people say thank you and pay me.
Is it hard to make a living? I mean, do you have to sort of go out there and canvas for work a lot?
You've got to go out and get it. I mean, we're not a high maintenance family. We don't have sort of big flashy cars or anything like that. We're just a very
You only eat Kendall mint cake, so...
Yeah, you exist on a diet of solely
sugar.
Shopping
bills, not hard.
That's right, yeah. My family keep me up in the attic and say, just leave us out of your rubbish.
Right.
Get on with it and just pay the bills and we'll be fine.
And who are your family?
My family are downstairs. I'm not going to name them because I don't want to be mixed up in all the nonsense that I do.
Oh, I'm really? What,
they're brilliant. I mean, I've got my marvellous wife and my stepson, and I couldn't wish for better. We've got a couple of dogs and a couple of cats.
But they exist under a cloak of secrecy.
Your cats and dogs be named?
I haven't told them that I'm talking to David Tennant and Catherine Tate, because I think if I did, they would want a part of that.
Everyone wants a piece of it.
You're protecting your own limelight.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, well, good. Well,
that's the one family program that we sit around and watch.
I'm delighted to hear it. Quite right.
Thank you.
Good. Not that that will influence our decision making on
in
this
any
quiz.
Way.
Oh, darn.
We are Switzerland in our neutrality. So listen, we should tell you what this quiz is for those of us who don't understand the rules, basically Catherine and myself.
That's true. Shall we bring Joanne back?
Yeah, Joanne, are you still there?
Hello, David.
Right, now we're going to run through the rules now. Catherine?
Oh, okay, please
take
listen very
breath.
Carefully. I shall say this only
breath.
Once.
Yeah.
Our two callers, that's you, Robin and Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to imagine you've been set adrift in a hot air balloon.
Imagine if you will.
Please, come with me on this journey. Unfortunately, would you believe it, there's only enough fuel for one person.
You really shouldn't have set off on this journey.
I know. But our two callers, you each have 30 seconds on a particular subject to convince us that why you should remain in the balloon at the expense of the other one. Now, both of you will have to include five random words in your 30 seconds, and they are in envelopes A and B.
Yeah.
Not in envelopes.
We don't really have envelopes.
Not envelopes.
That's the truth of it.
No.
It's just a bit of paper. But there are two columns, one labelled A and one labelled B.
Side A or side B.
Yeah, perhaps we don't need to dismantle the magic
as we're doing. Yeah, I think we've deconstructed too much.
Yeah, okay, keep going.
Now, to determine who wishes to go first and the envelope you wish to choose, we will ask a qualifying question.
We will. And I guess if you just shout out your name... as by means of a buzzer.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to ask. Okay. This is the question now. So get ready. First one to answer. What is the name of the English pilot who achieved worldwide recognition?
Shaka Khan
recognition when, in 1930, she became the first woman to fly solo from Britain to Australia. Was it Amy Johnson or Amy Jackson?
Joanne Amy Johnson.
Joanne, we're straight in there.
Trampled, Robin.
Joanne, you're right. It was Amy Johnson. So that means you get to choose whether you're going to go first or second.
And whether you want envelope / column A or B.
you choose, Catherine. I really don't mind.
Okay. Well, I'll choose for you envelope B.
Envelope B. But do you want to go first or second?
Oh, God.
if you go second, you get a bit more time, I guess. That would probably be, I don't know.
Go second.
So Joanne's going second. Joanne, these are your five words.
Yes.
You got a pen?
Yes.
Should we tell them what this week's subject is first?
No, let's do that at the end.
Okay.
You know, we don't want to give them too much thinking
time.
Okay. Your words are banana.
Yeah.
Kilt.
Pardon?
Kilt, like a Scottish kilt.
Yes.
Is it my accent?
What David's wearing.
Okay.
What I always wear. Courgette.
Or courgettes.
Courgette. Tumble dryer.
Yeah.
And rhinoceros.
Fantastic.
They're comedy words, to be fair.
You've got quite a funny selection. Banana always gets a laugh.
Yeah.
A kilt is a funny thing.
You can't help but raise a giggle at the mention of a courgette.
Yes. Tumble dryer, just... There's something
comedic
about
that. It's one of your
more
funny appliances.
It is.
and rhinoceros have horns, so it's all there.
So there's a Shakespearean gag in there. Yes.
It's a hey nonny nonny as
it's
well.
It's a hey nonny nonny. Okay.
Which leaves Robin...
Yes.
With envelope A, which is baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pasta.
Pasta?
Yeah. Gerbil.
Gerbil?
Feather boa.
Feather boa?
Yeah. And welding torch.
Welding torch.
I'm not sure how funny as a word welding torch is. Feather boa, I was quite liking. That's quite a funny word.
Gerbil.
Gerbil's quite funny.
Comes with history, really. Gerbil.
let's draw a veil almost immediately over
Come
that.
Come on.
So what happens now is we play a record and you have to compose your lecturette.
But we first have to tell them what the subject is.
We do have to tell them what the subject
you
is.
Knew that.
I knew that.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't galloping away
I'm
with
sorry.
It.
I'm sorry.
This week's subject is, it is punk...
Rock.
Punk rock.
That's punk
rock.
So you've got your five words.
Okay.
You've got your subject. You've now got 2 minutes, 24 seconds of the Undertones and Teenage Kicks. Good luck.
Okay.